Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Welcome to Tigers and 20 Off the Boards, a Go Tigers 247 audio podcast where we bring you breaking news and interviews with players, top recruits, coaches, and influencers from football and basketball across the city of Memphis and around the nation. Now, let's get to the episode. Welcome back to Go Tigers 247's Off the Boards. My name is Kenny Stubblefield, lead digital content creator for Go Tigers 247. And I'm excited. Man, y'all been asking for us to get this grown man on this podcast. Y'all know him. We're going to be introduced to him a little bit more, but he's the transfer portal from Syracuse all the way up from Canada. This is Jeffrey Canton Arku, man. What's going on, dude?
What's going on, Kenny? Happy to talk to you, man.
Man, happy to talk to you, my brother. So tell me, how are you, man? Like, how are things going for you since you've been down here in Memphis?
I like Memphis. I think Memphis showing me a lot of love right now. So I'm excited for the season, ready to play football.
So what do you got? You finished spring football. When did you actually get on campus?
I got on campus in January. Yeah, at the end of January.
Oh, so you've been here for a little while.
Yeah, all winter. Then it was my first summer up here. It's really hot down here.
So for everybody that doesn't know, obviously we can hear a French accent. You're from Canada, but tell us exactly where in Canada you're from.
So I'm from Quebec City. It's a little town outside of... I mean, it's the capital of Quebec, the province, so it's a big town. But, I mean, compared to Memphis, I think there's way more people down here. And, like, my official language down in Quebec is French. For the people that don't know Montreal, Quebec City are two French cities, if I can say it that way.
Absolutely. So the majority of the language that is spoken in the area that you're from is French.
Yes.
So when did you start learning English?
They teach us at school a lot, but to me, it was really when I got down here in America 3 years ago. I didn't really speak English, but I mean, I was able to understand coaching. So it allows me to play football for Syracuse for 3 seasons. Then I kind of learned English as my years were going. You know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of folks don't know this about me, and so I'm going to share this with you as well. I lived out of the country for a while. I lived over in China, and my job that I had over there, I didn't have to learn how to speak the language, but I did. I took classes for 3 years, and it took, like, people kept asking me when I would come back to the Memphis, they'd be like, are you fluent in Chinese yet? And my response would be, you got to study Chinese for like a decade before you before you start having the ability to speak better than a kindergartner. And so to hear that you just started like really kind of conversationally speaking English 3 years ago, Jeff, I mean, it is incredible how fluent you are in the language.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It was a lot of time, a lot of effort, but I'm glad I'm bilingual now.
I mean, to be able to be on an interview and carry on conversations with somebody in a language that you didn't grow up learning or grow up speaking is pretty incredible, man. That tells me a lot about you, honestly.
Well, thank you, sir. But I'm sure Chinese is a little harder than English now.
I don't know, man. From what I've been told, Chinese and English are kind of the same, like in terms of hard, in terms of difficulty, they're a really? Lot the same. Yeah.
I mean, French and English, at least it's the same letters, the right. same pronunciation too. So,
right.
That's more what I meant by that.
Do you still dream in French, or do you?
No, sir. I dream in English now. Ooh. When I'm done. Yeah.
So you're a legit English speaker yeah. now. You're dreaming yeah, in English.
Yeah. That's a big step.
Amazing. Amazing. So I'd love to talk to you a little bit more. I know we're kind of diving into your time in Canada, and I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, I'm a little bit oblivious to, how you got started in football in Canada, even the recruiting side of things for you in Canada. I'd love to dive into that a little bit more. So you're from Quebec City, the Montreal area of Canada. Yes, sir. When did you start playing football?
I was about 11 years old, I think, 10 years old. Yeah. So it's been a long time. I played with, since I was a kid, really. And then, I went to a school called CJEP because in Quebec, the school system is a little different. After high school, you got to go through another school to be able to go to college. So I went there, and that's when I got my first opportunity to come and play in the States for Syracuse. I went down to a camp, and they offered me right after the camp. So I accepted the offer, and I went over there. That's basically how it happened.
So I remember I read a little bit about that situation in Syracuse. They offered you almost immediately, right? Like,
yes.
After the camp, they said, "Hey, we got to get him."
Yes, sir.
Did you?
That wasn't one of the best days of my life, seriously.
So tell me, like, when did you start? So you started playing football when you were 10 to 11 years old. Did you play any other sports? I know hockey is a big sport in Canada. Did you play other sports?
Yeah, I had the chance to try many sports. I played hockey, like you said, but it's a really expensive sport. And I come from a family with my mama was alone with four kids, so I couldn't carry on with hockey. That's why I changed for football, and I fell in love with the game, if I can say it like that.
Would you have been, with your size, I mean, you're 6'4", what are you at now weight-wise?
235, sir.
6'4", 235. Would you have been like the enforcer in the hockey rink? Yeah.
No, I would have been a defender, but for sure a couple of fights every season.
right. That's the one thing about hockey. I love watching hockey, but that's the one thing about it that I'm like, you know, in football you get flagged for celebrating too much or
yeah.
you know, you get a little too physical, you know, you get a flag. You think you should be allowed to punch somebody sometime in football?
I mean, football is already really physical. It's based on the principle that you got to tackle somebody. Hockey, the main goal is still to score points. Like, it's right. not to fight, hit somebody. Like, it's a little different, but I guess I don't think we could. I don't think it would be legit if football player was able to fight during the game. Like.
That's a silly question. I apologize for that question, but that's funny. So when you started playing, when did you realize, you know, when you were playing football in Canada, you were playing for, and you got to tell me the name of the college that you went to, the university that you went to after high school in Canada. What was it called again?
CJEP Garneau.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you know, like, were you thinking about playing Division One football in America at that time? Yeah, like, was that a dream?
Yeah, no. So when I started football at 10 years old, I wrote on the paper that my dream was to be an NFL player, and that's what I was going to be. So right now I'm on the way, man.
You're on the way. So was it difficult to be, I don't know how I know how recruiting services and how recruiting works in America, right? Like with high schools and the way that the recruiting services happen, you know, how coaches go out and recruit. But did you find it difficult being in Canada to be recognized? Like did some of these national recruiting services know who you were? How did they find out about you?
To be honest, it's really hard to get to have people recruiting you as a Canadian. Like, it takes a lot more than just being American. Because if my size wasn't 6'4", 235, I don't think I would have never get a shot. And I was 215 back then, but still, like, I still had a legit shape for my age. So that gave me an opportunity. And I feel like what really put me on the map is the camp that I did at Syracuse. So I feel like as a Canadian, you must be doing some type of camp if you want to get a chance to have an offer. Like,
so we're obviously we're Go Tigers 247. We are with the 247 Sports Network. 247 Sports is one of the biggest recruiting services in all of Division One college sports. What would you say? Like, if the CEO of 247 Sports is going to be listening to this podcast, what would you say to him about Canadian high school university football? How big is football there, and are there players that are getting overlooked because they don't live in the States?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of potential down in Canada, especially in Brampton, Ontario, Toronto, Montreal area, Quebec City. I feel like all these cities have so much people, so many athletes, young guys ready to make it. And I feel like it's something that maybe they should work on, maybe have a camp, 247 camp down in Canada, maybe. I don't know, but there's some talent right there in my city. I know that for sure.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Obviously, 3 years ago, you came, you signed with Syracuse, and then last year, you decided to transfer. You entered your name in the transfer portal. So tell us about how Memphis got involved with you and how that recruitment went. I mean, were you like, did you have to Google where is Memphis and what is Memphis and what's going on here? Like, what? How did they get involved in your recruitment?
I mean, I already have saw Memphis on TV, so I knew who they were, you know what I'm saying? And they had a good couple seasons the last couple years, so I knew who Memphis was. The only thing was to decide whether I really wanted to play in a Power 5 team or I wanted to come down into the American Conference and do my thing from there. So I feel like Memphis got involved with me once they flew out to Syracuse to talk with me. That's when me and Coach Hank, I think we had a pretty good relationship, and that's where it all started for me.
So tell me about those initial conversations, those first conversations you had. You mentioned in an interview, in a prior interview, that your mom fell in love with Memphis and fell in love with the coaching staff. Tell us about that. Like, how did they get your mom on board? And was that a big deal for you, them getting your mom on board?
Hell yeah, that's a big deal for me. I feel like my mom is a part of the choice I'm making wherever I play football, because she's been the one supporting me since day one, her and my brothers. So I feel like, I just don't know. She came down here. She liked the coaches. She liked the city. She liked everything about Memphis. And then she she loves Elvis too. So I think that that played a big role too.
Did she get to go see Graceland when she was here?
She didn't yet, but she will this season.
So is she still living up in Canada or is she in the States? Sir.
No, my whole family is still in Canada.
I want to go back to that for a second. You say you had three other brothers. Are you two brothers? One.
Yes, sir.
Two brothers, one sister. Are you the youngest? Where are you in that in the rankings of that?
I'm the third one, sir. Yeah. So my sister is the youngest one.
Your sister's the youngest, so she's the baby of the family. She's got three older brothers. Are the three older brothers as big as you? Like, are the two older brothers as big as you?
We all over 6 foot one. And yeah, my brothers, they big too.
So your sister's protected then?
Yes, she's okay.
She's okay.
Yeah.
So coming down, so you actually took an official, did you take an official visit to Memphis?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How did that go?
I had to choose between many teams because I remember during the transfer portal, I had to make my decision according to a certain date. So I had to choose what visit I really wanted to make. And I chose Memphis, and my choice was right, man. I like it down here. I'm ready to work. I've been working all summer. And it's going to be a hell of a season for us, I think.
Coach Silverfield talks about culture and about how he wants the program to be, like what he wants it to look like. Was there something unique about when you came to Memphis, the program, the players, the coaches, the way that they responded to you, that they talked to you? Was there something different about that? Is that what made you decide to come here?
Yeah, I feel like maybe there's more like a human approach with them. Like, they're really trying to connect with their players, trying to make them feel like they home, that they're there for you. And I feel like it's been working out well for them because everybody follow what Coach say, and everybody is ready to fight, to play for each other once the time comes. So we just got to see now.
So you are coming into a defense that has a lot of veteran players on defense that have been in the program for years. You've got Zay Collins. You have your fellow linebacker, Zay Collins. You have Quindell Johnson, who, you know, Zay and Quindell coming back to Memphis was honestly kind of a surprise for everybody. I think everybody thought they were going to go pro, go to the NFL. You've got Wardalis Duxworth on the defensive line. You've got Jaylen Allen on the defensive line. A bunch of veteran players. How have they helped you improve your game and your mindset since you've been here at Memphis?
You know, football is really a big thing down south, and I feel like they have brought to my game something that I was missing, what I mean by that is I feel like they've shown me another way to understand football, to see football, and I feel like it's been helping me so far to just learning the new plays and learning how to play with them boys. You know what I'm saying? Like Duck, you mentioned Duck name, Duck my roommate. So I think they're kind of good with each other. So Zay my friend too. We're ready to play with each other. We got Tyler Murray too as a linebacker, who's also a pretty good player. So, man, we're ready to go.
So, you know, the spring game happened a few months ago, maybe a couple of months ago. And I didn't get to go to the game. I didn't get to see the game. I was working, but I had people calling me and telling me that the linebackers on the defense are going to be extremely special this year. And they mentioned Tyler, they mentioned Zay, but your name kept coming up as this guy is one to watch out for. Like, he is, I know he's new to the program, but Jeff is going to be a difference maker for the defense this year. How have you grown together with those guys, with those three, that linebacker group? I mean, there's a big room, a lot of players. how have you noticed the way that you guys work together, help each other? Have y'all, do y'all help each other grow? Like, what does that look like in that linebacker room?
Well, like you said, there's a lot of guys in our room, but if I can talk for the starter, like you say, we all from different background. T from Florida, Zay from Mississippi. I'm all the way from Canada. So I just mean we kind of learn each how to play with each other during spring, and I feel like we all have a good relationship. Zay, a great leader. He's leading the young guys. I'm leading the young guys. T is leading the young guys too. We all bringing different points, different, like, we all different type of players. So I feel like we all there to help each other and to make each other better, because at the end of the day, we all want to succeed with football. So for that, we got to be able to talk, communicate, and that, because that's what linebacker does. So you got to be able to talk with your teammates.
So I know that, you know, Memphis fans have experienced over the last few years, obviously you even mentioned it, being up in Syracuse and then even in Canada, you knew that Memphis had a couple of really great years, right? Like, they've been to 8 straight bowl games. Obviously 2019, the AAC championship, the Cotton Bowl against Penn State. But one of the things that's happened over the last few years is that there seems to be a lot of changeover in the defensive coaching side of the field. This year, Matt Barnes is now the defensive coordinator. And I think there's a lot of concern from Memphis fans on how is the defense going to adjust to introducing a new scheme of defense to this defense that's been playing. They've mainly a 3-4 for the last couple of years, now 4-3 from what we're understanding, 4-3 with a lot of pressure. How have you seen as you've come here, someone who wasn't here before, how do you view how the defense is adjusting to a new coaching staff, a new scheme, a new, just everything being new?
Well, you know, Kenny, I had to go through the same thing at Syracuse, and I've seen players in Syracuse reacted. Some of them reacted good to the change, the new playbook, but some of them didn't. And I feel like up here, if the same thing. However, I feel like Coach Barnes is doing a really good job to explain to us the basic of, like, what he believes to be his defense and the really basic stuff. So I feel he's doing a really good job to teach us, all of us, all positions on the defensive side of the ball. And I feel like, I don't think that we are going to be a bad defense only because it's our first year playing it. Like you said, we got a lot of veteran guys that played a lot of football. So they know it don't matter if you play a 3-3-5 or a 4-3. If you got a curl drop, what's a curl drop is. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like Coach Martin is doing a hell of a job right now with the other coaches, Coach Hank, everybody, to put all the players on the same page. And I feel like I can't see why would we not be successful. I don't see why.
I know Memphis fans are going to be excited to hear that, especially someone who is coming from not only changing defenses, you change schools, right? Like, yeah. You're in a totally different situation. So you understand kind of changing things and how to adjust. So to hear you say that, I think is going to make Tiger fans feel a lot better about the situation. Just, there's a lot of anxiety, you know, I think about it, but so if you had to describe, so if you had to sit there and go, so Jeffrey Canton-Arku, if I could describe my game in one word, how would you describe your style of play? What do you enjoy the most as in the linebacker position? What do you love to do?
Well, I think I'm a good overall player. Like, I do a little bit of everything, but I do it very, very good. But I feel like my best quality as a football player is I'm gonna find the ball. Because at the end of the day, the ball is the thing, the most important thing at football. So if you're over there worrying about something else and you can't make the play fast, I feel like it don't matter. So I'm looking for the ball, man. And I'm really looking for the ball down in Mississippi State the first game.
Have they shared with you a little bit about what that game is going to be like?
Yeah, I heard that they throw the ball at us. I already started watching tape. So we're ready to go, man. We're ready to go, I'm telling you.
You know, Mississippi State fans are looking for a little bit of revenge against Memphis from last year.
I know they are, but I guess it won't be the year, man.
It's going to be a hell of a game, man.
Yes, sir.
So being 6'4", 235 pounds, how fast are you? You're huge already. How fast are you? If you're a ball hawk, if you are able to get to the ball, how fast are you?
I'll be honest, I didn't run a 40 in a long time, but to be honest, I think I'm around 4.5, 4.5, 2.
That ain't fair, man. That's fast. To be that big and to run a 4.5, 40. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm happy. I've been working really hard, man.
That's incredible. All right, I got three more questions for you. They're kind of fan questions. Everybody want to kind of get to know Jeffrey Canton Arku just a little bit more. So here are these three questions. If you had, I don't think that there's a lot of restaurants here in Memphis that serve Canadian food.
Oh, exactly.
What is one Canadian dish that you wish you could get every day here in Memphis?
It's called poutine. We eat that down in Quebec. It's fries with cheese curd, and it's like brown gravy. Like, it's really good, I'm telling you.
So there's a restaurant here in Memphis called the Grey Canary. I think it's at the Grey Canary, but it's owned by some buddies of ours, Michael Hudman and Andy Tyser. They have one of the best poutine dishes that I've ever had.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep. We need to make something happen with that.
Yes, sir. Let me know anytime, man.
We need to make some poutine happen. Show up at your front door.
Yes, sir. Anytime, for real.
All right, here's a question. This is going to be an interesting question. Here's an interesting question. For a lot of players, it's kind of stumped people, but I want you to give me your best answer here. If you could only watch one movie and listen to one album, music album, for the rest of your life, what would it be?
The movie. I like John Wick's movie, so I think it would probably be one of them. Probably the last one is really good.
That's a great choice. John Wick is low key bad. It's so badass, man. Yeah.
It is. And then John Wick, Canadian, the actor, you know that?
Wait, Keanu Reeves is Canadian?
Yes, sir. I'm pretty sure.
Honestly, most of the really good actors are Canadian, to be honest with you. Like, Canada puts out some amazing talent.
Yeah, and then I got to go with one of the Drake album. You know what I'm saying?
See, I wondered if you were going to go easy and go Drake, go the sixth guy. What you were going to do? You old school or new school?
More old school, Drake.
Old yeah. school. Got you, brother. Drake is just easy, man. Like, that's yeah. what's up. All right, so how do you decompress from football? What's a hobby you enjoy?
Down in Memphis, I'm looking for things to do, but I like to take walks or chill with the boys, you know, playing Madden with my roommates. I'm just trying to get off my head off the game. So I do a couple things. I enjoy being alone, just watching Netflix too. So
have you binge watch shows? Do you like to binge watch?
Oh, I watch a lot of shows.
What shows are you watching right now?
Right now, I just finished The Peaky Blinders. Did you watch this?
What did you think they lied to him about being sick?
Yeah, that is so crazy to me. Oh my God. But I think there's gonna be another season.
There is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cause ain't no way now he just, but that's a really good show, man.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Hey, listen, Jeff, thank you, man. I know right in the middle of summer workouts, I know you got a lot going on. So I really appreciate you joining me today, man. And I know Memphis fans are so excited to see you out there on the field this year.
No problem, Kenny. I appreciate you having me here.
Absolutely. I'm going to get you that poutine. We're going to figure this poutine situation out for you, brother.
Hey, let me know.
I got you.
All right,
man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tigers and 20 Off the Boards. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love for you to leave a rating and a comment wherever you download your podcast. If you are interested in daily content all about the University of Memphis athletic program, head over to www.gotigers247.com. Articles are published daily, and you can join the Go Tigers 247 family by signing up for a VIP membership for even more behind-the-scenes information.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.